Nachalas, so you want to tell me then, the Rabbi Yosef Lili Savar, Afilu Lunashe Nami Motsi Mokol, that even for yourself to be also be Mokol, is so elegantal hager, the Kamar Rachamon, the Simon Lakahana, make him a Shabbos law. But this is the Kasha. If you tell me, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, that any time the money comes to yourself, you can be Mokol keep it yourself, so when does the Torah talk about, the Torah says the Kasha, if you steal from the ger, and then the ger dies, so you have nobody to give the money to, the Torah says you have to give the money to the Kayim. The question is why? If you have nobody to give the money to, so be mindful of the money to yourself. Why can't you keep the money yourself? That's what the question we asked Lili. You can be mindful of the money for yourself, so where's the whole flash of, yes, don't like here, you have to give to Kahanim.
So Gemara says, "Omar Rav Hocham Mayaskinun Shegozla Sager VeNishpaloi Umeis Hager." When the ger died first, for who did Liacha Misa? And your first Maida, you first admitted Liacha Misa. The Bidna died at the time when your Maida right now Liacha Misa. Kono Hashem, it's as if you have a chiyuv ready to give the money back to Hashem. In other words, to the Kahanim. VeNosam LeKahanim, then you have to give it to the Kahanim. And like Rashi says, Avol Hoydu B'chaya Ger, but if you are Moedu when the Ger is still alive, then Nasa Eslai Kenuv, it's like you owe the money to the Ger. And therefore, V'chi Meis Ger, then Mokla Nashi. That's the case where you keep a Moedu for yourself. The Gemara says, Boi Ruvin, Ruvin is Keshayla. Gozal HaGiyer is Mat, you're still from a lady, a Giyer is what's the Locha. Isha Merachamon of Lo Isha, Oidil Murucha the Krohu. It's a normal thing to say Ish, but really means Nisho, so you're still from the Giyer, you have the same Locha. If there's no Yarshim, you have to give it back to the Kahanim. Omele Rabaran Ravina, Toshim Aratani, Isha Enli Elish, Isha Minayim Keshuayme, Hamusha Varei Kan Shanayim. So Mashmi, even when Ish also, Giyeros, you have the same halacha. In Kerim, Matamoim, Ish, what does the Bota say the word Ish for? The halacha is like this, it's a diik, not a cotton. Ish, atatzorach lasarachrovim, yesh lagerlim, im lav. If the Giyeros, the Giyeros in Godol, you have to check out, maybe he has a Yorshim. But cotton, if you know the Giyeros only cotton, he atatzorach lasarachrov, you don't have to check out. For you do a shayn lagerlim, for sure we know he doesn't have gerlim.
But he atatzorach lasarachrov, for you do a shayn lagerlim. If the gear is a cotton, for sure he has no mishpacha. Like then you know for sure the dovah to return it to. If the gear was older, like maybe he was married and he had his own kids, so there's somebody to look for to return it to. That's what the post means ish. Ish, you have to look to see if there's somebody to return it to. But if he's a cotton, then for sure you don't have to. Tana Rabbon, Lashem Lakoyit. That means, we darshan konu Hashem v'nos l'koyit shabayis mishma. You have to return the money to the coin of that mishma. Atzoyim l'koyim shabayis mishma, anywhere the whole coin she is, maybe any coin you want. When you come to pay the gears like gears, only to the coin of that mishmah. Let's say a coin stole from the gear. Maybe the coin said, listen, the money goes to me anyway, let me keep it. They didn't realize the svara. Even shall acher muzdeich and shall ask him to touch him. Then not even know blush nacher. Well, my dove shem lechelik boy. Actually, konus b'shusay keep on hishay. And he yapalos me yaga dove shem b'shusay. No other way. My mother dove shem. All right, stop here. We'll go with this tomorrow. Stop with this tomorrow again. This is how much toy Shabbos learn.
You're holding the daf kuf test on the days. Now 10 lines down. Tana rabbonim. La Hashem, the pasuk says la koyin. That means Kono Hashem v'nosnu l'koyin shebois mishmer. This is a pash again by Gezel Ager. If you steal from a ger and you want to return the money and the ger already died, so there's no yorshim, so l'koyin you're supposed to give it to the koyin. So we have to give it to the koyin shebois mishmer. Ah, so even you tell me l'koyin shebois mishmer that the money has to go to the koyin that's working at that week in the Beis Hamikdash. We know the different mishmerim, different kahanim work each week. So you have to give the money to the Kahanim that are working in that Mishmer. Oyeinim, maybe not that way, elolachol kain shiirsa. Maybe you have a right to give the money to any kain you want to. Kishuwen, when the Pasuk says, milvad elakipurim. When you have to pay back the money, you have to pay the money, and you also have to bring the korban oshem. Like we're talking about where you were nishva, you swore to the ger, and then you yourself were moida, that you swore false. So the locker is, since you swore false, you have to bring a keren, chaymish and an oshim. So the pasuk says, you pay the money, milvad elakipurim. That means, asheyichate boy, olof hareyu lekoyin, sheboys semishper hakosim medaber. Now the pasuk is saying the money goes to the same place where you give the elakipurim, where you give the korban oshim to. Pshita, the korban, is brought by the kahanim sheboys semishmer. So just like the korban, the korban oshem, goes to the kahanim of Shabbos Mishmer, who adin the money also goes to the kahanim Shabbos Mishmer. Rashi says the kinship of Mishma Shabol is Chapaboy. Shema Movad Elakipurim. Mashmala Misha Zenitin Zenitin. Viela Kipurim and Yochalakib Elakinship by Samishma. That's Pshita. The Korban Oshim you bring Kedachsiv Levadim Korab Alobai. That you have to give the korban to the mishmar, so who are the money, the keren that you pay, also goes to the kahanim shabayis the mishmar. Tana Rabbanim, wrote like this: Harei shehoyu goizel koyin. Let's say the one that stole from a ger was a koyin himself. So minayin, how do I know to say shelo yoimar that the keren is not allowed to say ho yoviyotz lekahanim? Since this money we're talking about again where the ger died, so now you have to give the money to the kahanim. So how do I know that the Kohen can't say, the Gazlan himself, the Kohen can't say, Hoyu v'yotze l'kohanim, v'rehu tachas yodi, it goes to the Kohanim, and I'm holding it right now. If so, yeheshali, let it stay by me already. Since I'm a Kohen, maybe I have a right to keep this money. V'dinu, and really it's a sorrow like that. If the Kohen is zeicha, from things that come from other people, from other places, isn't it a svara for sure that he should be able to keep what he has of his own? So Rashi says, "Bishalachera" means "Imhoyu Yisroel." Maybe Gezlager b'Mishma Zehareini Noital Chelki. If a not different Yisroel that was Gezel from a Ger, and he pays the money, he comes to the Kohanim of this Mishma. So this Kohen would get money from a different Yisroel. If so, now that this Kohen is the Gazlan himself, isn't it a svara that he should be able to keep the money? Rabbi, that's one svara. We'll soon see. The pasuk, we don't say this. But this is one way I would have thought to say. Rabbi Nosson Lame Balosh and Achim Nosson says the svara is a little bit different, you could say it. And maybe I would have thought to say like this. Umadov is Shein Lo Chelag Boy. Achi Ikonis Brishusoy. So something that the Kohen has nothing in, has no shaykhs to it, has no part of it, until he gets the Chelag of it. Shein Lo Chelag Boy. Until it comes into his rishus. So Rashi says, could go in koyin shehes nadif korbin. That a koyin that brings a korbin, his own korbin, he can bring it anytime he wants to.
And the law is that absar of Yerushalay, he keeps the skin and then the meat.
The
people in the Mishmar have no chilek, they can't take anything from it. But like Rashi says, but what's going to be now? Mishakonas v'shusai means shem nosn l'kain achar. Let's say the kain that brings his own korban decides not to do it himself, but he gives it over to another kain from that mishmar. So then the locher is shuvay nyochel etziyam yod. You can't take it away from him anymore. Shenem av ish ashayitim l'kain loyia. So pshat again from nosn like this. The Gemara says again that a madov v'shem no chelik boy. The kahanim of this mishmar have no chelik at all in this korban that another kain is bringing from himself. Until that Kohen gives permission from one of the Kohanim in the Mishma to bring it. But once one of the Kohanim have permission to bring it, we can't take it away from him anymore. If so, here this Kohen that stole from the Ger, he has a Chelik in it. Even before it got into the Shus, before it was part of the Mishma, because he was the one that sold from it, it's like his. Mishenichnas reshusoi, ein adin di einacha yachol yetziyoi miyodoi. Isn't it a svara that now he's the one that's holding it? In other words, this kohen is from this mishmar. So really, anything that comes into the mishmar, he should get a chelik of it. But now this kohen is holding on to it before he gave it to the mishmar. So isn't it a svara for sure he can still hold on to it? So Mara says, no, I'll tell you. Only in something like the other Kohanim from the Mishmar, they have no portion in this korban that a Kohen was going to bring for himself. You know why? Such a place over there, no Kohanim could take it. In other words, when a Kohen comes and brings his own korban, no other Kohanim have a right to bring it. So that's why we say, since no other Kohanim have a schus in that korban, when the first kohen gives it over to somebody else, that person keeps it. We can't take it away from him. But Tayoma Begezel, but over here, even though a kohen from this mishmar was the one that was the gazlan, he stole it from a ger. Now he has a din to return the money to the mishmar. So shekashem sheyesh lo chelik boy, true, this kohen has a portion in it. But yishno kach yesh li acherim chelik boy. The rest of the mishmar, the other kohanim also have a portion in it. Since so, Ela, therefore, Gzeilo Yotze Mitachas Yodoi, or Mischalekas Lachol Echav HaKahanim. Therefore, the svar is that this Kohen, even though he's a Gazlan, he has to return the money to the rest of the Kahanim of the Mishmah. He can't keep it for himself, but he has to give it up to the rest of the Kahanim in the Mishmah. For the Gemara Aivok, Siv, the Pasuk says, the Ish Es Kadeshav Layyeh, I accept a lot. So now it's like a new kasha. The question is, the Pasuk says that when a Kohen brings his own carbon, he brings the carbon. So this Kohen that stole now, that made the Gezla Ger, true, he has to bring the Keren, Chaymish and an Oshem. But the Oshem that he brings is his own carbon, it's his own carbon Oshem. So he has the right to bring it himself. So once he brings his own carbon, then that Loch HaShvi we dashed before, that the money goes to the same Kohen that has the carbon. So if he brings the carbon, he should receive the money also. And like Rashi says,
anything that again, when you steal from a ger and you swore fools, you have to pay back now a keren, chaymish and an oshem. So we had a drasha before, the same one that gets the yoshem, he gets the money also. That's how we know you're supposed to give the money to the kahanim. But in the case where the gazlan here is a kohen, so he himself, when he has to bring his carbon oshem, he has the right to bring the carbon himself. He's the makriv. Any time a kohen has to bring a carbon for himself, even though it's not his mishmer, he has the right to come into the Beis Hamikdash now and bring the carbon. If so, since he's the one that's being makriv this asham, he should have the right to keep the money also. So Moran says, take it true. When he brings the carbon, you take it true. But hokav amayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? The kohen tamei. We're talking about that the kohen is tamei. Therefore, he's not roi to bring the carbon. A kohen tamei can't bring the carbon. Fred Gemara, either Kayan Tomei, Dover Sheshba Chelag Boy, Miyislay, does he have any Chelag altogether? The Rashid Hechem was named Dover Sheshba Chelag Boy, but come on the Zvachim, the Ain Tomei Chelag for Kodesh Amigdash, the Fidu Boyrus, the Gesla Ger Nami, Kodesh Amigdashu. Like this Kayan has no Shaikhs to it then. If the Kayan's a Tomei, so he has no portion in the Mishmer. So what are you telling me now? He has a Chelag in it. If he's a Kayan Tomei, he has no Chelag at all in this carbon. Rather, you know, it's taka true. If you would learn out that Gezel HaGer, the money, goes to the Kohen, from the Pasuk Nivad El HaKippurim, it's taka true. When the Kohen himself brings his own Korban Oshem, then he would have been able to keep the money for himself. But really, we learn it out that he gives the money of Gezel HaGer to a Kohen from another Pasuk. Learn out, rather, Asya L'Kohen L'Kohen, Mistei Achuza, from the Pasha of Stei Achuza. The Rashi says, the Yerlam B'Kohen Tohor, and something else. The Tanya will learn like this. Achuzosa, the Pasuk says. What do we need the Pasuk for? Rashi's Achuzosa means, it says what will soon see, it goes back to a Kohen. So, just should have said, it didn't have to say Achuzosa. The word Achuzosa is extra. We'll soon see. Because it's like this. Minayin, how do we know? L'soda ha-yotza l'kahanim v'yovel, that a ksoda that goes out to the kahanim on yovel v'gor lo'echad min kahanim. So Rashi, the case is like this. L'soda yotza l'kahanim, Rashi says, maktis estei achuza. If somebody was maktish his own field, estei achuza, something that he ashen from his father, his own field, he's maktish it. The halacha is, when you maktish it, you have a right to be goel to redeem it. But let's say you do not redeem it. V'lo'egor lo min ha-hegdish u'mochra gizbo li'acherim. But rather the gizba sold your field to somebody else. So lachar is now when it becomes yovel, kishi yotzim yada lekech biyovel, mitchalekas lekahanim, mishma shenichnas biyovel. In such a case, when you were maktish your field, and you did not redeem it from Hegdish, but rather Hegdish sold your field to somebody else, this new lekeach, keep it until yovel. When it becomes yovel, it goes back to the kahanim. That's this pasuk al chuzosai, that such a field goes back to the kahanim. So the Gemara says now, minayin l'sodeh ha-yotz l'kanim, b'yovel, in such a case. Now, v'gola echad min ha-kanim. Let's say the case was, Reuven was Makish's field to Hegdish, and now a Kayin bought it, redeemed it off Hegdish. It was a Kayin that bought it back. So minayin, how do I know now that it's yovel? Shela yomer, that the Kayin has the right to say, hoyo v'yotz l'kanim b'yovel, since anyway, by yovel, this field is supposed to go back to the kahanim. For he tachas yodi, and I'm holding on to it right now. If so, tei shali, then maybe I have a right to keep it. V'din huan, really, it's a swirl like that. V'shalacherim, ani zoichet, I get other people's fields. V'shalatzim, ilo kol shechein, isn't it for sure I should be able to keep my own field? Talmud loyma, this is the pasuk that says no. Kizdei hacherim, lakoyin ti achuzosoi. Means achuzes sheloi,
V'yein zu shaloi, that this is not called yours, this is not called your steyachuza, since you did not yashin, you only bought it. So that's this pasuk to tell us that even if a kohen redeemed this field from hegdish, when it becomes yovel now, you have to give it back to the kohanim. So we have a lima, the kohen. It says the word kohen by steyachuza, and it says the word kohen by getel ager. So just like by steyachuza, even though you're the kohen that bought the field, still when it becomes yovel, you have to give it up to the kohanim. The same thing, if a kohen steals from a ger, when it becomes the time to pay the money back, he has to give the money up to the rest of the mishmer. He has no right to keep it. Okay, so how does it come out? Yotze mitachas yodoi, we take this field out of this kohen that bore it off the hegdish, or mitchalekas l'cholach of the kohanim, and it's divided up between the other kohanim by the mishmer. So that's the lock of steyachuza. So the same thing applies by Gezel HaGer, that even though a Kohen stole from the Ger, now the locker is he has to give up the money and give it to the rest of the Kohanim of the Mishma. Tana Rabban wrote like this, Minayin l'Kohen shebo makav kabinesa b'choleis o b'chor shoshi yitza. How do we know that a Kohen that comes to bring his own private carbon, even though it's not his Mishma, it's not his week to do the Avoida, he's allowed to come and bring the carbon anytime he wants to. Talmudim of the Potik says, Ubo, Bechol Abbas Nafshoi, Fisheris. Whenever he wants to, a Kohen can come and bring the carbon. Uvinayin, how do we know in such a case? Sha'avoidosai v'yorish aloi, that he has the right to keep the avoid and the skin. Sha'avoidosai Rashi means the schar of the avoid, which means the psara. How do we know if he brings the carbon chattis or he brings the shlamin, he is the one that's allowed to eat from it? How do we know he can eat from it? And the oru, the skin, belongs to him? Talmudim of the Potik says, V'ish es kedoshav loyiya. That when a Kohen brings his own carbon, it belongs to him. That means anything that comes out of the carbon, the skin and the meat, remains by the carbon, not by the Kohen. Okay, so how does it come out? Let's say the Kohen that's bringing his own carbon is the Balmum. He has the right to let a Kohen and the Yoyse Mishmer do the Avoida for him. But you should know, still the Avoida still belongs to him. The Schar still belongs to him. So Rashi says like this, that means royal echel, a balmum, a kohen, a balmum, is allowed to eat from the meat. V'yein a royal hakrav, but he can't bring the carbon. And yochol asa shliach, Rashi says, and yochol asa shliach l'akrova. He can't make a shliach for the akrova. So rather, whoever, any kohen there has a right to be makrovit. But since he's allowed to eat from it, therefore, he gets the meat and he gets the skin, the chiddush, even though he can't bring it. But Hoya Rashi says, V'royal achila, Karina Bay Vishas Kadeshov, it belongs to him. Therefore the meat and the skin still goes to this kind of